Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
All right, right off the bat, I have no opinion about your open marriage. I don't care. You do what you want to do. You're not hurting my family at all. If that's the way you want to live your life, you go do you. So the other day we were talking about this open marriage couple that was so into it and really wanted to support each other through this new idea that they had, because they had been seeing each other for a couple of years. Things got stale in their marriage. So somebody suggested it. The other one's like, okay. And it has actually made their relationship somehow, some way stronger. I would not be capable of this. Absolutely not. So in order to support each other through their open marriage and the beginning of it, they decided that they were going to write profiles, dating profiles for each other to attract potential partners for their partner. Am I explaining that correctly?
You are.
Mm-hmm. Which is about as caring a thing that as I could think of in an open relationship. Like, you are both really committing, mm-hmm. and you both really want the other person to be successful at this. So you're willing to help them, right?
No way I could do that, but selfless.
Hell no.
I guess it's a very selfless act in some ways. I don't know how it makes you stronger, though. I'm very intrigued by that.
Look, couples, well, I mean, we've had them on. You can call now and say that this really helped their saved their marriage in some cases. I'm just not that mature.
Nope.
I'm just not. I don't have it. So Kristen's idea was this.
My idea was, since this couple successfully created dating profiles for each other, that my husband would write a dating profile for me, and Bert, your fiance, would write a dating profile for you.
So we leaned on Abby for these questions, and these questions came from where?
Hinge. So I screenshotted all the prompts that you can choose from, and I sent them off to Kristen. And yeah, they'll definitely make you feel very creative about your personality.
So on Hinge, though, you're not supposed to answer all of these questions, because there was like 5 pages of questions you sent over.
Yeah, you're only supposed to pick about 3 or 4, and then you put about 6 photos. So the ratio's a little off. It's really more about how you look, but yeah, there's about 3 prompts available.
And Bart chose photos for me as well.
Oh, he did?
He did.
Okay. I'm glad that Tiffany did not choose photos, because that would work for you, and
yes.
Your dating profile might not be a strength of mine.
So I think what would be best if we just like bat back and forth. So if you would like to kick off your first question, and then I will say what Bart had for my first question.
So she didn't really structure like, here's the question, here's the answer. So mine is more like an entire profile.
Oh, okay. Well then.
So you go. Let me just read mine first.
Okay.
And then you go with your question answers, okay?
Got it.
And again, she stated even at the end of this, I didn't necessarily answer as you. I answered in a way I knew would get you a date. And she said, I think that was what was asked, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Because there's a line in here that isn't on me. I don't really quite understand.
Are we fibbing maybe a little bit?
It's not that she's fibbing, it's just that she and I sometimes are on very different mature vibe lengths. You'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So first thing she wrote, I thought was really beautiful. Again, this would be my Hinge profile. I'm convinced that modern day society does not set up boys that will turn into men that honor and cherish women the way they deserve.
Wow. Look at you, Mr. Sensitive.
Now, I don't know what question that was. She didn't list the question, but that was one of the answers.
Okay.
And then she added, the woman creates life itself, and without her divine energy, we would be nothing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Well, I don't disagree. Okay.
All right. All right. So that's the line that I'm saying that we just have, we're on different vibe lengths.
She's coming in strong.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That might be a little.
That's a lot of sauce.
That is a lot of sauce. It is dripping.
Ain't it though?
I am curious, as a woman, if you saw that in a dude's profile, though, would that be like a, oh, or would it be a what?
No, I would be so deterred from that.
That's total weirdo energy.
Yeah, it is. The weird thing is, if we went out on the third date and you said stuff like that, mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh my God, he's so deep and introspective. I love it. But on your profile, like,
Well, yeah. She's much deeper than I am. I mean, it's not even close. Like, I'm a shallow little kid's pool.
Yeah. Oh, I don't
and
disagree
she's an
with
Olympic
what you
size
wrote.
Emotion pool. All right, then it goes on to say, dating me is like walking alongside a best friend who is always laughing with you, appreciating your beauty as you grow and evolve into a sexier version every decade, proving my loyalty with my actions and not just my words, keeping date nights full of art and culture.
Okay.
And never letting the adventures of our life get boring.
Hey, listen, Netflix has art on it, okay?
Again, she's writing this trying to lure women, and we are very good, I think, mostly of keeping our date nights. Me, not as good, but they're not filled with art and culture.
What do you mean, get mani-pedis? It's totally artful.
Yeah, we do that.
Nail art.
We'll go to like Fairway Social, have some drinks, and hit a golf ball against the screen. A random fact I love is that men who have marital partners live longer than men without spouses.
Oh, okay.
So did they ask, like, tell me a random fact?
Yeah, a random fact I love, ... and this is the answer.
Okay. I'll fall for you if you're a good mother, invest in therapy, are open to learning about healing, and openly communicate about our feelings.
Wow, we are getting
deep. Mm-hmm. She is way better about openly communicating about our feelings than I am. But I can understand how women want to hear that, so it's good to put in a profile. All I ask is that you show up as yourself, love yourself, and dedicate time to self-care so that you can authentically receive the love that people in your life are giving you.
Okay.
She came strong.
She came in very deep.
It's a little sappy, yeah, I have to say. It's a little sappy, and I think it doesn't show that you're a funny guy.
Yeah,
so I would need more interjection of humor and like sarcasm.
Well, yeah, much like the radio consultant we have that told me that I'm not the funny one on
that
the show.
That was so long ago. You have got to let that go.
What's funny is I don't disagree with any of the things that she has written. I think it's all beautiful. But if I saw it on a dating profile, mm-hmm. I would be like, this man is so high maintenance. There's no dang way I can do it. But like, if we started dating and those things all came out, I would be like, this man is absolutely wonderful. What a great guy. It's just too much too soon.
She's never been on a dating site either. So, I don't know.
I haven't either, so maybe it's me.
Well, I feel like if you're this way in real life, it's a beautiful thing, but because it's a dating profile, it comes off as you're trying too hard.
Yes.
Okay. To try
yes.
to impress.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. All right.
All right. You're up.
Bars is very different. We were on one end of the spectrum, and we are about to go way over there. So Abby sent all the questions from Hinge, the prompts from Hinge. And so the first one was under self-care. My therapist would say, I should be committed. But since I pay her on time, she won't tell the authorities if you won't.
Wait, we got to go over that one again.
All yes, right. Yes.
My therapist would say, I should be committed. But since I pay her on time, she won't tell the authorities if you won't.
That would immediately pique my interest.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
Funny.
That would work.
Right.
But you know why? It's layered. It's funny, but also it tells me you go to therapy.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, double win.
Yep. Okay. Next was getting personal. What if I told you that I once shot a man in Reno just to watch him die? You wouldn't snitch, would you?
Did that like a 30 for 30. I like that.
Dude, I would totally be into this.
Me too.
No, now I'm a little worried, okay, to be honest.
The crazy is starting to show you a little bit. Uh-huh. So this one was under the category date vibes. Together we could rob a bank. I mean, unless you're chicken like my last boyfriend. If you're scared, that's what'll get you caught like my last boyfriend.
I am all in.
Under the category of getting personal, don't hate me if I come running out of a bank screaming, just drive! Also remind me to throw the dime pack out the window because I'm not paying to have your car cleaned if that thing explodes.
I might be toxic because I'm swiping right.
Me too.
I'm with it.
What I'm getting from this is that Bart does not want you to get a date.
I don't know. This might
backfire.
Yeah, backfiring big time.
Yes.
Let's chat about the one thing I'd love to know about you is your PIN number.
What I'm getting from this is Bart wants to rob a bank.
If anybody can pull it off, it's Bart.
Right? Uh-huh. And then under the category of my type, we're the same type of weird if you've already done a social media deep dive on my accounts and DM'd every person that I've tagged.
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
The pictures are quite special as well, as this was his top one for me. So
is that a nude?
No.
Tell you, if I saw that on your profile, I would totally swipe right.
Describe,
I think that is so funny.
It is me in my Elmo pajama pants laying on the couch, cradling my dog. And I'm not fake sleeping. I am friggin' out. Like, I got the drool. One side's kind of sagging with the drool coming out. And I don't even know how I slept like that because my neck looks like it's broke.
Cadence says that Tiffany wrote me a very attractive dating profile. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. I would totally date Tiffany.
She's taken. The woman creates life itself, and without her divine energy, we would be nothing.
Say that. I feel like you're going to have an altar with my photo in it at your house.
Get it. The Burt Show.